Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 12th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF here. We are ready to go once again with the News AF action team. And here we are to talk with a man who has a worldwide following of wildlife enthusiasts. Here is the great Tyson Apostle.
Father Nature himself.
Father Nature. Yeah.
Father Nature.
Savage. Tyson, were you jet skiing recently?
I saw that wakeboarding.
I wish I had a jet ski. It was wakeboarding. So you create a surf wake behind the boat, and then you can throw the rope and just like ride the surf wave with a little teeny surfboardy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's an American surf marathon boy back again. Remember when we got that movie poster made?
I remember that.
I do vaguely remember that. And when you wrote that in your comments, I was like, I feel like I should know more about this.
It sparked something in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
one of our listeners here made a movie poster because the picture was like so perfect. Remember, it was going to be on Outdoor Magazine and Men's Life and all those magazines.
I like your animated nature with Tyson.
Dude. That's awesome, right?
Kit,
all of that's
Kit made
great.
That, right?
Yeah.
Kit made the logo. One of our friends at home made the logo. He just was like, I want to make you a logo. So logo made. And
awesome.
Then my other friend, Dean, goes, I want to animate that logo.
Yeah.
He animates it in like 5 seconds. Bam. And then a professional verified band on Instagram sends me the animation with the music in the background and says, we added music. There you go.
Wow.
Dang.
And this is on Instagram. You have like interstitials in between all your Nature with Tyson videos. And then what's happened this week, which is amazing, is that people all over the world have started filming nature videos and tagging you.
Yeah, we've gotten some great ones. We've gotten some like parakeets or something from Australia.
Cool.
We had a possum from Australia as well. That one was pretty good. What else did we have that was really cool? We had some cool ones. We had some deer. We had, we got a lot of ducks right now and swans and geese. So there's just a bunch of stuff that
you could be the kook slams of animal videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody's getting hurt. We're just appreciating.
Well, you know what
nature.
I mean? Like you get all the content sent to you.
Yeah. And yesterday on my drive to the lake, I saw a Harris's hawk super close to my car, but I couldn't get my camera out because I was driving. And then on our way out of the lake, there were bats flying around in the sky, but it was too dark.
Wow.
So I had two nature sightings that I couldn't add to the story, but I'll pick up the slack, guys. I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, also with us today, sort of the yin to the yang of that, if Tyson is Father Nature, this is the man who hates animals but loves the landscape, Danny Bryson.
Let's clarify.
Landscape.
Hate animals? I like animals.
What animals do you like? Have you ever heard Danny say any animal he liked, Tyson?
I spent a lot of time watching animals. I actually have some great Nature for Tyson content that I just was thinking I should send to Tyson.
You have to put it on your story and tag me in it.
A rock face or a glacier.
Well, when I complain, I complain about domesticated animals.
He doesn't like domesticated animals. He hates
animals whose lives have been twisted by human desires.
Yes.
To bring
genetically bred
pets under their control. Yeah. To breed them into submission.
Submission, yeah. Okay.
And it's just like they poop all over the trails and people put the poop in the plastic bag and think that's enough and just leave the plastic bag there so that the poop will be preserved for 10,000 years.
10,000?
However long plastic takes. That's the animal world I don't like.
Yeah.
But it's mostly the owners then that you're not like.
Yeah, I love seeing animals. I've seen quite a few. I should send my content to Tyson because I actually do have a ton of video. And Tyson can claim it's his. I don't even care.
No, I want you to put it on your Instagram story and tag me in it.
No, I'll just send you the videos.
I don't want that.
Ah. I could find videos. So much work.
I could find videos on Google and share them.
That's true. You could, but it wouldn't be from your best friend.
It's true. That is true. But
that adds a special sparkle to it all.
I know, but it makes it more special if you're like, oh, look, Nature with Tyson shared something of mine. He's verified on Instagram. See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did that feel? Even just that made you feel a little
That did
better.
Feel good. Yeah. Like, suddenly I was like, oh, wait a minute. Verified? He's a blue check guy?
Uh-huh. Blue check
guy. I want to hang out with this guy.
See? There you go. You do. You are right now.
I know. It's the happiest day of the week right here. Although I do hang out with another blue check person. So.
Who?
The guy that flies the helicopter.
He's Matt. Yeah, but he probably bought that check. Like,
no, he
mine.
Didn't.
I
he didn't.
Earned mine.
You did earn yours. You're definitely... how many times were you on Survivor?
Four.
You paid a heavy price.
Yeah. My body paid a toll. My brain paid a toll.
Yes.
Finally.
Yeah, all worth it.
All worth it.
All for the blue check.
Yeah. Look, nobody said it was going to come easy.
Yeah, no. Nobody said it would be easy. They just said it would be worth it.
Mm-hmm. And it is.
The Federalist 45 in our comments asked about my hat. I want to address this issue real quick. This is, they're saying, like, is it designed to be brim up? Because that would be a lot of pressure to flip a hat brim up for the entire duration. The brim is ultra soft. It's like almost like a foamy thing. And it is designed to wear either direction, but definitely can be brim
Looks
up.
Better like that.
It
when
does.
You had it down, I thought you looked a little train conductory.
Train conductory.
Really?
Yeah, put it down. Put it down. See, it had kind of like, see how it has that kind of square look? No, look right at the camera.
It
right
looks
there.
Official with like see? The badge. Yeah.
It does look cool. Okay, I'm just jealous of his hat. And so,
yeah.
I'm, you know, prone
yeah.
to attack.
What
it.
Would you, that by the way, for people listening to the podcast, Tyson, the bottom brim of Tyson's hat says Savage. What would your, but he also has ones that say It's Lit or.
I have
also,
one that says It's Lit and also, what's the other one?
I'm trying to remember what it says.
Where did you get all these cool hats?
I have another. I had one. The first one I bought of these said Curls for the Girls underneath.
Yeah.
And then
Turnt
is what the other one said. And I have another one that says Eat My Shorts that I can wear next week.
Yeah.
What would Danny's say, though?
Danny's would say Vascular.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me about my veins.
Or life's okay.
Life's
By the way, I told Liz the description someone had made of me about the wet blanket.
Yeah.
And she said it was appropriate. She was
Even your wife agreed that.
Yes.
You're the only wet agreed. Blanket that you want to wrap yourself up in.
Oh.
Yeah. One
yeah,
of our mutual friends described Danny that way.
Like a...
Maybe I'd get that on the hat.
Damp snuggie.
Yeah. Cold, damp snuggie.
Mm-hmm. How about a damp, what do they call them? The gravity blankets? Mm-hmm. The ones
weighted
that are supposed
blanket.
To help you sleep?
Yeah, the weighted blankets.
Yeah, weighted blankets.
Well, you put some moisture on that thing. That's going to get real heavy.
Dude, I've always
heavy
got
when it's
moisture.
Dry, let alone add some water to it, to the mix. You won't be able
damn
to move.
Damn, son.
Yeah. That'd be like quicksand. All right. Well, we're talking about Tyson's prolific Nature with Tyson series on Instagram. But Tyson, I wonder if you would be willing to go to the lengths that this woman, who's named Betsy Ross, but not that Betsy Ross, was willing to do after. Oh, actually, Tyson, this story has a lot of connections to you because this is an article.
Are you sure it's not me?
Well, I don't know because Betsy and her husband and her children went to go play pickleball. Okay. This is a woman
Tyson probably
trying
knows
to steal
them.
Your life.
Jeez.
And then there were duck nests, and then one of her kids had accidentally cracked a lone duck egg. So the woman took it home and then put the cracked duck egg into her brassiere and carried it around for 35 days.
Yeah.
Crazy. How many people were like, hey, you need to get that lump checked out? I mean, just it's you're inviting a lot of unwanted conversation.
Well, and the brassiere, how much extra space does a brassiere have to squish an egg in there?
She couldn't afford an incubator, so she felt like I need to keep it close to me and keep it warm, Tyson.
Incredible. Really
incredible.
It's
like Horton.
If I didn't have the money for an incubator...
You put it in your crotch. Yeah.
She's enjoying America's pastime, pickleball, and that costs money because you got to buy paddles and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much incubators cost, but you could probably get like a hot plate or something like that, like a lizard warmer.
Could you just put your oven on all the time at like 100 degrees?
That might be expensive and damaging.
Is, you know, can go to 100 degrees.
Okay. Well, I don't know exactly.
Just about like room temperature. I think that the oven is like, it's on or not on. I don't think it can like.
Tyson, would you carry a duck egg in your crotch for a month?
If that was the only means to.
But I think you'd be more likely to sit on it and potentially crack it.
No, he could create. Plus, it'd give him a little bit of a bulge.
If I didn't have any other means, like they were like, hey, here's an egg for a baby bird, and you don't have any means to like warm it up otherwise, I think I would figure stuff out. Like I would put blankets over it or something, you know, like I would try to use other means as well, but I would use my body heat as well.
Woman has proven that she can be trusted with almost anything. Hasn't she kind of like proven her?
So you think that the governments around the world are going to be clamoring to.
Now, like if you wanted to find someone to handle your precious secrets. Diamonds, as you're, you know, between like the hotel and walking the red carpet, give it to this lady, you know, or something fragile like a Fabergé egg. You know, it's got to go from the Kremlin to the airport. Give it to her.
Mm-hmm. No, because that's different.
No, it's not. She kept it up here, Tyson. Think of all the activities.
But
she's
like,
got kids.
Assassins weren't trying to take her egg from her. Like if you had a
yeah, but she probably has kids.
Fabergé
maybe
egg.
She has the one.
How
kid?
Come
she
we don't collect Fabergé eggs? What?
She has the one kid that cracked the egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so she's got assassins. They're just passive assassins. That's what kids are. And so those are coming at her all the time. You know, kids, like they jump on you. Mm-hmm. They're doing like spin kicks when you're not looking. And so like she kept it safe, Tyson, for a month.
Okay.
How many people could actually do that?
I mean, I still don't think she kept it in her brassiere the whole time because I think you would like to sleep. She probably set it down somewhere, like wrapped it up.
She had to have her husband hold it while she took a shower. I mean, if this was my wife, I would be so angry about this.
Would you accidentally drop the egg? What are murder? What?
I think I would
murder a duck.
You know, have to, you know, I think I'd be talking to a lawyer because that when my wife is carrying a cracked duck egg on her person for 35 days, that was a duck egg she found at the park. It's not even like we are raising ducks. I was like, I got to get out. I got to get out.
I think it's a bit of an extreme. I think that she didn't carry it the whole time. You can wrap a warm towel up and set the egg down for a couple hours and do that on a cycle. You could probably steam some water somewhere and rig some system up. I think there's a lot of things they probably did. And I think for the story's sake, they claimed to have carried it on their person for 39 days.
But
that's just me being a skeptic.
Is this the Nature with Tyson content that the world is clamoring for?
Watching the duck egg hatch.
Yeah. I'm wondering if Tyson's responding in jealousy. You know, like here's a woman who's
Danny, you shut up right now. I'm not jealous of her.
Because Tyson has butterfly eggs, Danny. A whole bunch
butterfly
of them.
Ducks. Ducks are so cute.
Dude, but
everybody
I got a bunch of butterfly eggs. I got to go film them today, make sure they're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I think the only content that Nature with Tyson would be interested in is the hatching and then the little tidbits of the duck, like eating and learning that its mom is a human, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tyson, ducks are huge right now, too.
Would Nature with Tyson be in the business of maybe, could you do a documentary on exposing this woman for being a fraud? Would Nature with Tyson consider that sort of...
Call it Don't F with Ducks?
Right.
No, he's saying like run up while she's leaving her house with a cameraman and a bright light in her face and be like, did you really keep it in your bra the whole time?
Yeah. Nature.
Can I talk to your husband?
Let me see your bra. Let me see if there's even enough room in your bra for that.
An exclusive documentary.
As I'm grabbing for her bra. No, I think that would get me in more trouble.
Hmm. It'd be like a Cheaters type of a show.
Yeah, that's exactly what it'd be like. So what we'd do is we'd leave a fake, not a real one, because we don't want to put any ducks at danger. Mm-hmm. A fake but realistic looking cracked duck egg
with a hidden camera inside
on her, with a hidden camera and monitor and stuff hidden on her doorstep.
Yeah.
Then she picks it up. Then we can follow all of her progress and then let the world know, because the world needs to know. If this lady's lying, we need her neighbors to know. We need everybody to know so that she can be shamed for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I see Maximus' mom calls this Duck Exotic. Could this be some sort of like a Carol Baskin, Joe Exotic feud that could develop between you and this woman, Betsy Ross?
Well, does she have a nature program?
Not yet, but she might be going for that. Like, what's her end game?
Yeah, what is her end game? I bet she doesn't have an animated logo with music to it.
How do you think this story got picked up? It's a pretty small...
She was posting this on social
Facebook.
Media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends shared it, got 10,000 likes, and then someone on a slow news day picked it up. Was like, oh,
I always have all the local news things in my phone speed dial so that if I get bit by a rattlesnake or anything, I can call the news first and be like, Tyson, local celebrity Tyson Apostle from Survivor got bit by a rattlesnake. Then right as they roll up, then I call 911 so I can sit there and be like, it ain't no thing. I've never been bit by a rattlesnake. I don't know how I would react in that
time. Oh my gosh. I bet it'd be terrifying to look down and see it with its two fangs sunk deep into the
muscle. I think it would be more terrifying to see your legs swell up to the size of your abdomen.
Yeah, when it starts to split apart.
Yeah, like an overcooked bratwurst.
What starts to split apart?
The skin.
Your skin.
Because it swells so much.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. When I'm out and I'm thinking about rattlesnakes, the more I think about it, the more I jump super high at every stick.
Not me. I'm looking for rattlesnakes because I got to get that vid, bro.
GoPro in its face.
I know. Yeah. That's the only reason you bought that.
Is it worse than a murder hornet?
What, rattlesnake?
Yeah. I would say, I'd rather get stung by a murder hornet than bit by a rattlesnake.
So I read a long time ago that 6,000 people in the U.S. get bitten by rattlesnakes, but very few, very, very few. I want to say less than 10 die, but I could be wrong about that.
No, I think that's correct.
And the thing is, a lot of people, when they get bit by rattlesnakes, do really stupid things. Like, your ability to survive after the bite is actually pretty high
for
a couple hours.
Like, I've heard of guys like hiking 6 hours after getting bit.
Yeah.
I've heard of people being bit and thinking that it wasn't a rattlesnake and going days before.
Also, I believe the same, and this is me reaching way back, but I think that only like 25 or 30% of the bites include venom. They don't inject venom in every single bite. Oh, yeah. So that's why you can have
like
so many people.
Yeah,
you get like a warning bite. And then a lot of the people who do die are allergic to the antivenom.
Adults can control their venom. The youngsters can't. So the adults a lot of time will give you a venomless bite just to like get away from me.
Hey, get back.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have an Indiana Jones-like scenario where you fall through a hole.
Why did it have to be snakes?
You're done. I think that you'd probably be done if you'd bitten so much that it's just overwhelmed. You'd probably explode, like Tyson said, like an overcooked sausage.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But it would take a long time and be really painful.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know how lumpy you'd look after that many bites, dude? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tyson, would you allow yourself to be bit for Nature with Tyson?
By a rattlesnake?
Yeah.
No. I'm not a psychopath, dude. Are you kidding me? I would allow somebody else to be bit if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Guess what? I also have some wildlife pros, experts, who are friends with me on Instagram who are going to come to Arizona and take me out on snake hunts and stuff.
Whoa.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. That's next level stuff, Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some other stories. You want to talk about we talked about Nature with Tyson. You want to talk about a robot dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, let me cross
Not
my
nature.
Fingers.
Not this
nature.
This is man-made.
Complete opposite.
Guys, if you are thinking like, oh, what's nature with Tyson? Nature is anything that is not man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
This is very not nature, then.
This is everything that is not nature.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I when I watched the video, I was like, this is the future.
Oh, yeah,
this
definitely. No, I've always supported robots. I'm always pro-robot, and I salute you, robot dog. Rob, tell us more.
So in Singapore, to try to keep the social distancing in force, there is a robot dog, very similar to the one featured in the Black Mirror episode, yes. Metalhead. The one, what is it, Boston Dynamics?
Boston Dynamics,
yeah.
Yep.
And the dancing one where it's just like bouncing. It's like, and they try to push it.
No. Yeah.
The four-legged dog where they try to push it. It's like, that's the one they have, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, I was confused because they also have a bipedal.
Yeah, no, this robot. One's the quadruped.
So, yeah.
Danny, how does the robot dog enforce social distancing? Is with verbal command?
Okay. No, it just walks around and scares the shit out of everybody.
No, it doesn't. So it walks. It does scare people.
Oh, my God. What's going on? And I got to go back home.
It has a bite, but it's a venomless bite, right?
So this is in Singapore at a park, and they're testing out these robot dogs made by Boston Dynamics. They've been around for a year or two. Yeah. And the dogs wander around, and they go up to people who are talking too close together and ask them to be a meter apart. Now, here's the problem is that the voice is a very nice voice. I feel like they should have kept, like, killer robot voice instead of, like, you know, please stay 1 meter apart or whatever the voice is.
Yeah, it's
instead it should have been like, you need to be 1 meter apart. And then people would be like, no, I'm not even going to question this dog.
Yeah. Well, this is what I would do if I had, if I were programming that dog and like, okay, so people are talking too close. The dog gets in between them and just goes like DMX.
Yeah.
If you watch the video, people are terrified. You see a lot of people not even waiting for the dog to get close before they start to just like quickly walk away.
Yeah. So do your impression of the voice that it has again, Danny.
Okay, it's a lady's voice.
Okay.
She has an accent.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's just hear it. Let's please hear the actual voice.
Let's see. Okay.
And then will you do your impression of it?
It's a bad impression.
All right, here's a robot.
Danny does great accent impressions.
Okay.
Just that sound alone is terrifying.
Yeah, run.
Dog at the park. Walking
Let's
around.
Let's keep Singapore healthy. For your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart. Thank you.
Too nice. The voice doesn't even match the robot.
Yeah. No, it needs to be way scarier.
It needs to be a robot dog. It needs to have its own voice. I mean, you're creating a whole new species of nature for Tyson. To examine in the future.
I could do another one. Let's try another one.
Okay.
Please stand back from the human. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Actually, a good idea, Tyson. Yeah. Making sure they understand that you're human and it is not.
Yeah.
You know, humans stand apart too close.
If you want to stand next to something, stand next to me. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Tyson, when we open up the airlines, do you think that they will allow any passengers to sit in first class with their social distancing dog to try to enforce that?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I would love to see a mini horse and a social distancing robot dog battle it out in first class octagon arena, dude. Are you kidding
me? Dude, I guarantee you that robot dog's face opens up and like 100 sharp blades spinning like a blender suddenly appear.
This is the next thing, dude. I would pay any amount to have front row seats to that.
Mm-hmm.
The next step really is arming the dog.
Excuse me, robot dog. This is my this is my horse, and it's just a calming horse. If you pet it, you'll start to feel
sound like
calmer.
Mickey Mouse. Is that Mickey Mouse's support horse?
That's Pony Lady.
I know, but all of a sudden, I heard Mickey Mouse when you were doing that.
So. I never was going to bring Pony Lady back, so you guys are really...
What a treat.
Today.
What a treat.
You guys are complaining about the voice of the robot dog, but the actual... the first versions that they did over at Boston Dynamics when it was just a little, you know, mom and pop shop in a garage in Boston was like, hey, I'm a robot dog. You better be social distancing.
See, the robot dog is so much more effective
Boston Dynamics
than those stupid robots they had in San Francisco.
Patriots,
you guys remember those?
What?
The robots they had in San Francisco, the ones that people were pushing over.
Yeah.
And
those
like,
ones are awesome.
On.
Could correct themselves.
Yeah, but those ones were dumb. They had no terrifying qualities.
Aspects,
whereas if you had the dogs patrolling airports, patrolling the streets
of San
Francisco.
They have pogo sticks for legs and everything. It's so crazy.
And they make scary sounds and they walk. And they're so... They're that uncanny valley where it's like almost looks like a natural thing, but something's off.
Mm-hmm. How much are robot dogs?
I've never seen a price for one, but I'm guessing they're super expensive.
Mm. Yeah, is that price coming down or going up?
Oh, it's got to be going down as more people buy these dogs.
You would hope so, yeah, because I mean, they got to be low maintenance. What, a little WD-40 now and then plug them in once a week?
This is the ultimate guard dog.
And you could probably teach it to plug itself in soon.
Oh, totally.
It wouldn't need us for anything.
Just walks backward and puts its butt right in a USB power port. I would buy one of these dogs to patrol my house once they reach that point.
To take out your cat?
Sorry. Wow. The cat's gone. Mm-hmm. Cat could never live with a robot dog.
The robot dog could take care of the cat, and they could have one of those. Dude, that would go viral where it's like, robot dog and cat have beautiful relationship.
Oh, it's like Iron Giant with like a robot dog and cat.
Yeah. Or like a tiger and a puppy that are in love. You know,
those don't last long.
YouTubes.
I always feel like the tiger's just toying. Hungry. Yeah.
He's just grooming his next meal.
Yes.
Yes, eat up, my pretty.
By the way, I'd like to go back to this story because I really liked this story and I've had a lot of time to look at it. And I just can't stop thinking that this is the future of enforcement. They're using it now. Robot dog.
Yeah.
Robot dog is so much more effective, especially once you weaponize it. With like a taser or mace or a sharp sound. Like imagine if it's like head
or
opened
like
up.
A death laser.
And it just made like a shrieking sound over and over again. It would be so scary.
Shrieking sound. Dude. And if they could run fast enough to like even pursue a car. Oh, you know how terrifying that would be if like you're driving and all of a sudden you hear this like crazy sound in the background and you look back and there's just like a pack of robot dogs with blinking lights. It's just chasing you down.
The and whine
like,
of servos. And
do
just,
I stop or do I keep going? I don't even know. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
I'm telling you, guys. This is five,
nobody would ever do
now.
Anything wrong again if we had...
All those porch poopers, gone. Yeah, once
if we replaced every officer of the law with robot dog.
Yeah. Danny, well, let me just talk this through with you. Why is a robot dog better than, say, an army of drones?
The drones actually would work well with the robot dogs. They could work together. Mm-hmm. The problem is the battery life of a drone. I feel like the dogs...
But you could teach the drone to also plug itself in.
Well, the drone is more susceptible. The dog can get back up. The drone, you knock it out of the sky, you break a propeller, it's done.
Yeah.
It's not doing anything else. Chuck rocks at it.
You're smart.
These dogs, I've seen enough of these dogs in action that they're kind of durable.
Hmm. And like this Tyson, dog is going to be programmed to be able to jump like 40,000 feet in the air and then come down and land, no problem. And when that happens, not even the world's dopest drone from the richest government in the world will be able to compete with one of these robot dogs as it jumps all the way up to 40,000 feet, does a backspin karate kick on the nose of the drone. It explodes. The explosion pushes the dog as it corrects itself, lands right back on its pogo stick legs perfectly.
Robot dogs?
The dogs win. The drones have an Achilles heel that is just way too obvious.
Which is what?
The propellers, the props.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you after you said, which is way too obvious, I'd be like, well, what is it? What is it?
Look, the thing holding us back from total robotic domination is battery life. The minute battery tech can provide one of these dogs or even a drone with days or weeks of uninterrupted use.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like, that's what we're going to see everywhere.
This is how that war is going to go. Drones buzzing around hunting for the robot dogs. Robot dogs scampering in and out of cover. Robot dog about to run out of batteries, jumps up, kicks a drone down as it's swooping low, then dissects the drone as a human is hiding, filming it with a shaky camera, takes the battery out of the drone, replaces its almost dead battery.
Yeah.
Oh, and it just starts cannibalizing drones for new batteries, never having to charge again.
Yeah.
Smart.
Danny, can these robot dogs sniff out the murder hornet nests?
These can't, but I bet that in the very near future, they'll be able to use thermal imaging. That's what they would use, is heat thermal imaging to track down the murder hornet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to destroy the human race.
Yeah, I feel like we're wasting Danny's beautiful mind on this podcast.
No, we're not. Waste.
I feel like that he should be like in a laboratory here, directing like a research grant.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Shouldn't I be writing movies, Drones versus Robot Dogs?
Sure.
Okay.
It doesn't mean we can't work
as
together.
As long as we're all wasting our time, then it's fine.
Yeah. But I feel like that Danny's on the cutting edge of scientific discovery.
Teledildonics.
Yeah.
Robotic Danny's dogs. Always
You're
been
about to
the
reinvent
foremost.
Hollywood. Danny, I feel like, is going to make a breakthrough.
Change
though.
The world.
Yeah.
I'll probably bring about the end of the world.
Oh, for sure. That's what it sounds like to me.
By combining
We're all
of
dead
these...
in 50 years because of you.
Well, the environmentalist wins.
50 years, though, for us, that's a full life.
That's fine.
It's,
we lived
the generations
we lived
underneath
whole life.
Us that are going to
I would probably delay it a little
price.
Bit so my kids could also have a full life, maybe.
What about your grandkids?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know them. They're spoiled brats, probably.
So you're saying you want to delay it to... maybe 90 years in 90 years.
Okay. No, I want to die at the peak, right? Cause the last thing I would think is, okay, it's all set up. You guys are all going to be okay. And then, out.
So, yeah. But the world ends in 90 years, but in 50 years, it's really at its peak where people are building statues of you and you're on coins. And you actually have religion designed
no coins.
Stuff.
There's no actual physical currency in this.
Yeah,
future.
But I meant the virtual coin is like a
piece of
you with a leaf crown around you or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course. Cool. I like this future.
We've talked a lot about Quibi over these last couple of weeks.
If you haven't canceled your Quibi account, guys, do it before your free trial runs out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you need?
So Jeffrey Katzenberg, he was the founder of Quibi. He got very upset when people asked him, why are people using TikTok and not Quibi? Why is Quibi hot? Or why is TikTok hot, but Quibi is not hot? And he said that it's all because of the coronavirus. There's nothing wrong with the format for Quibi. It just was bad luck, bad timing.
Nope.
And that's why it's going to fail.
What's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not willing to take criticism.
Yeah.
What a doofus.
Which is why the app was meant to fail. Because he's, like we said, he surrounded himself with yes men and women. And he didn't listen to any advice that was counter to his own idea. And here he is still denying it. It's all coronavirus. That's going to be the excuse for the next couple of months. Everything failed because of coronavirus.
They asked him what went wrong. He said, I attribute everything that has gone wrong to coronavirus. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. Meanwhile, Netflix has increased its subscription by millions over what they had projected in the first quarter.
Okay, well, then he had an answer for that. He said, I don't know what people are expecting from us. What did Netflix look like 30 days after it launched? Answer that, Danny.
Oh, I don't know. That was a long time ago.
It looked okay. You got DVDs in the mail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They were kind of reinventing something, making something completely different. So I don't even know if that's an oranges to oranges comparison.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Quibi, we've talked about outside of the top 100 apps down to 125.
Yeah, just accept the fact that you came up with a crappy idea and spent $2 billion to see your vision alone come to life. And it was a crappy one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guys, I'm telling you, it wasn't all crappy. The only crappy part was the portrait mode. If he would have done landscape mode, 10-minute episodes for all the shows, but real shows that have a congruent timeline.
I believe you, Tyson, but I think a guy like this is refusing to accept that truth.
Yeah.
He's like, no, there's got to be portrait mode. That's the whole thing that sets it apart.
Yeah. Do you think that the coronavirus was put out to stop Quibi?
The Chinese.
I haven't heard that theory.
So TikTok, if I'm not mistaken, was
to just completely take over.
I want to say TikTok is a Chinese app.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. And if that's the case, that kind of makes sense. Like, oh no, here comes Quibi. Let's put this out there, slow it down so that TikTok can take off. No, the truth is TikTok is free. Has lots
Would
of celebrities
TikTok
on it.
Be yeah. better for my nature show than Instagram?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. I mean, maybe you expand. Maybe you have it in two places.
I mean, I don't know. I have TikTok. I set it up and then I got on and it just started like screaming at me as I opened the app. And I was like, not for me.
Yeah.
Like a robot dog in a park.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whoa. Look around as everybody's like, what's that guy doing? I'm like, he's not on TikTok. He's too old. And it's like, oh, now I'm ashamed.
Yeah, I'm looking at porn.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in public looking at porn. Don't
this isn't
judge
TikTok.
Me. It's not TikTok. We're good.
Hmm. Okay, let's hit a couple other stories from this week. Yes.
This is a funny comment here. Amber, Danny said TikTok's free, Quibi isn't. And Amber said, nothing is free, Danny. Ooh, ominous.
Yeah.
No, she is correct.
Pay for your soul, yeah.
She is correct. They're taking your information, but...
probably not just your information.
What information?
What do you mean? All the information you put
color,
in, your video, all your videos.
They're taking your facial structure.
They're taking my camera?
Yeah. And then what they're going
to
do
listening
is,
to you.
They're creating, TikTok Laboratories has a clone of everybody who's ever joined TikTok now in the waiting in the wings to replace us slowly and surely. And then our only saviors will be robot
non-TikToks.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, isn't much of a savior because they're all old people.
No, robot dogs, too, will join the fight against the TikTok clones.
Hmm.
I see what's going on here.
It's
going
to be an interesting future. I think every year we say, thank God that year was over. But I have a feeling we're going to be saying that at the end of a lot of years.
Yeah, at least during the Cold War, you knew exactly where the threat was coming from. Yeah. I feel like in this day and age, we're like, it could come from any direction. Mm-hmm. TikTok clones, robot dogs,
teledildonics,
murder hornets. Although the murder hornets was totally oversold. Not really,
What? That's what they want you to say right now. And then they'll,
I mean,
they'll
who
play
knows?
This clip of the competing podcast when the murder hornets have taken over. Here's Danny Bryson on May 12th, 2020. Murder hornets are overblown.
Dang it. I've given them a sound bite they can beat me over the head with in the future. Dang it.
Dude, these comments are pretty good today.
Yes.
Liv said that nobody's really going to believe that you're watching porn on portrait mode.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like, that's not going to work, Danny.
Okay. Okay. That's not the excuse. I guess I'll just say I'm watching Nature with Tyson.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, that will work, actually. And that will be fine. And everybody will respect that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. I'm glad we came up with that because that would have been super embarrassing for you in an airport when you open TikTok
for the first time.
Blast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
So
maybe I'll download it again and check it out.
Yeah. In this era of social distancing, that there's been a lot of virtual experiences created that you can enjoy. Danny, have you considered taking your family on a virtual ride on Denmark's infamous dog fart roller coaster?
How would I do that? What kind of setup do I need? Do I need like 5 VR goggles?
Yes.
Like, how is it done?
I think you just need a mask. It's a real roller coaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So this is from the Danish amusement park Bon Bon Land, and it's not super scary, but you might feel grossed out because it is about the signature character Henry the farting dog, not a robot dog. That he is, you just ride around through Henry doing a bunch of gross stuff.
You know, in China, I took my, when I was there, I took my, 2-year-old and wife on a ride at the Shanghai Science and Tech Museum. And you go through the digestive system of a human, all in Chinese, but at the very end, you get pooped out. Like, that's the last step of the amusement ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an awesome ride. So I can only imagine how great these rides must be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bon Bon Land has a lot of gross rides that you can go on.
Horse dropping,
pictures of people of animals urinating,
the jizzle,
vomiting cartoon animals. Yeah.
And then their food, their candies have names like pee diapers, seagull droppings, and
but this fart. Isn't Dismal Land. This is, dude, this when you guys are saying this, you're like all disgusted by it. This is like a kid's dream. Like anybody under six is just like,
yeah, I would say, left, yeah.
I got left in a room with Bergen and all her cousins who are all like eight and under.
Yeah,
and all they talked about was me pooping my pants and just laughing as I admitted that I was currently pooping my pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all of these are topics at my house.
Yeah,
every single ride and candy flavor has been discussed at least once this week.
Yeah,
well, it's probably Tuesday. This morning before you started recording. Yeah.
To be fair, this would be a huge hit if I told my kids we're going to go on the virtual dog fart roller coaster.
I feel it's like we've gone 180. It's not in real life.
No, you can go if you were in Denmark. You can go there in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think if I can access this virtually, I'm going to do that with Bergen. And if not, I'm going to use all my savings to get to this
to
place. Because Bergen, it will blow Bergen's mind.
No,
she will not stop laughing the entire time.
It's no joke.
Now we're going to,
Yeah. My kids the other day that my younger son, the four-year-old, we're getting them into the shower, and then he was trying to say, like, hey, everybody, look at my butt. And I said, like, hey, listen, you don't need to do that, because really, once you've seen one butt, you've seen them all. That's the rule about butts. It's all the same. And they laughed about that for an hour straight after that.
Good maturity. You got to space that out, though.
Yes.
I think that if I had some VR goggles, I would take my kids on this. Probably have less complaining than I do on most family trips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they could be snacking while watching this. And just, this would be nice. No driving or flying included. Mm-hmm. This would be the ultimate family trip.
Dude, yeah. I am going to get VR goggles for everybody. And we're going to go on so many vacations virtually.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So, do you think that this is the plan, Tyson, for Disney to reopen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Virtual it looks like, Disney.
Looks like Disney Korea or
Shanghai
opened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually like optimal time because there's nobody there. So
well, they're spacing. They're limiting numbers.
Oh, they are? That's why?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's perfect still, though. Oh, dude. You guys want to do Disney trip 2020 is the second they open? Let's
if I
get
was going to do it, I mean, this is like the best sounding Disney has been for me in a long time.
Oh, dude. You don't.
I want to say that they're limiting it to 30% capacity.
Oh, my God. So where do I sign up?
That is so perfect. Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
I will
up?
Buy a season I'm pass. There. Are you kidding me?
I'm there.
Yeah, but Tyson, you buy a season pass, you're not getting in every time you try to go.
You just have to get
virtual
in.
Virtual line's going to be huge.
You just have to get in twice.
I'm fine with virtual lines.
Yeah, virtual lines are fine, dude. That's
really?
How I buy
yeah, that's true. Like, sign
tickets.
Up and just sit around and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? As
and
long as you've got time.
They kind of tell you when
that's
you're
what I'm doing
in.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I knew we'd get Danny. So we're in for Disneyland then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, could you tell us a little bit about the story of the fugitive who was done in by his own flatulence?
Yeah, just give me a second to read the entire article here.
Put on your bifocals.
So when we started the show this morning, we had almost zero stories because the news week was not as red hot fire as last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I added this one at the end just based solely on the headline.
It's a very short story.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's BBC, so that's at least you got a reputable.
Well, that's why I did it because it was BBC and the headline looked cute.
It's not daily news or whatever that.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So this guy who was running from the police and the police were chasing him and he was trying to hide. He was hiding in some bushes. And as he was hiding in some bushes, he blew his cover when he farted. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I think that let's say I was this guy, I would at least reach back and spread my cheeks so that I had just an air fart and not a fart, you know, because he's probably sweaty. He's got sweaty butt crack from running or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know there's ways to combat the of farting.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, do you think that this guy was that well hidden that he was exposed by a fart?
I mean, he probably just got caught a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was inevitably going to get caught, but at least he also got to embarrass himself on a worldwide platform by tooting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd get caught just by the trail of sweat. Mm-hmm. I was trying to outrun the police.
Yeah, or your musk.
Or my musk.
No, oh, I know. This is exactly how I know. This is exactly how I know Danny would get caught. They'd be like, they'd be sniffing around. They'd be like, did somebody
eat onions? Indian food recently?
Did somebody have India or burritos? Did somebody have Del Taco? Because I smell Del Taco burps. Dude, you know how many times I've been running with Danny and I'm like, Danny, you had Cafe Rio.
Yeah, he goes, Tyson runs right through the cloud.
He burps, you know? And I'm like, whoa, did you have Cafe Rio with a Pepsi and extra guac? And you're like,
Tyson's got the nose of a hound.
Wow. I really don't.
Like a robot
Danny
dog.
Danny just like swallows his food whole or something. I don't know how he like preserves the smell exactly how
like
it was
snake.
When it came out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think, plus, I mean, really, the way to catch me is just to say, hey, can you come out? And I probably would. Be like, okay, I'm right here.
I'd probably just start crying and be like,
I did it. I don't know. It was me.
I don't know why I ran.
Don't tell my mom. Don't tell my mom. Yep. The life of crime is not for us.
I would run.
Mm-hmm.
I would run so hard and so fast. I once was running from the police for shooting apples with a water balloon launcher at mm-hmm. Santa Claus's on roofs from like 100 yards away, not thinking that an apple missing a plastic Santa Claus on a roof but hitting the roof would wake the entire house up. The cops come blasting through this old apple orchard. I jump like a 6-foot fence in one jump and land on my face on the other side, lose all the wind out of my lungs, and run like another like 500
wow.
yards full sprint until I can hide. I couldn't breathe the whole sprint. And then I lay there and was just like,
wow. Was that how you got started in athletics?
No.
Being chased by the police?
No, that was, I did that because I was athletic.
It sounds like Tyson is a person you want around when like a car rolls on top of you. He's got like that super strength.
It was crazy. I can't believe like as I was in the air over that fence, like I grabbed it with my hands, launched myself up over and couldn't get my feet underneath me. Cause
you're like, I wish I had a basketball in my hands and a basketball rim on the other side of this fence.
Like in the air, I was like so shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, I got over that so fast. And then like halfway to the ground from the top of the fence, I was like, this is bad, dude. And I just landed on my face and chest, and I wasn't hurt at all. Probably I had a ton of internal bleeding, but the adrenaline healed the internal bleeding immediately and pushed me forward to a hiding spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's true. I'm superhuman a lot of times, you know, people don't understand that about me,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like to brag enough about me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Do you still
this farting guy, I would have gotten away. I would have hopped some fences, gotten out of there, and then farted to my heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
Stress farts, mm-hmm. like when you're on a date.
Where? Do you still get those?
No, I don't get those.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure did in high school.
Yeah.
Gosh, farts. Dude.
If you
is that a common thing?
For me, it was.
I feel like I got them, but I feel like it wasn't because of stress. It was because like I stopped drinking water because I was too concerned with like not doing anything that was gonna like turn anybody off. So I was like, "Don't drink water. She might not like the way you drink water." And, better cinch my pants up extra tight just to make sure.
Yep.
So you know, go one belt loop tighter on those, and then all of it. And then you're just like, "Oh, I don't feel right." So, but
maybe he had been on a date right before the crime.
That's probably it. or maybe he was trying to date one of the officers.
Yeah. What was he accused of? What was the crime?
Probably
loving too much.
Do we even care anymore?
Yeah. I can look.
I don't think it says. He was arrested after failing to appear at court. Okay. And the 30-year-old man was arrested in relation to other matters. So, I don't know. So maybe he didn't show
there
up at court.
There were two of them. Hmm. Yeah. So not serious enough that they had to arrest him and keep him in jail before he went to court.
There were two guys hiding and one of them farted. Was there a lot of like blaming, like, hey, okay, so who was the farter? Yeah.
The other guy was found on his own.
Yeah.
Well, the smeller's the feller.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's whoever accuses the fart of happening first is the one who actually did the fart.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's really always the case.
Okay.
Do you think that would help or hinder a police dog?
A fart? It would help for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be on top of it.
Any smell is going to set them off.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, do you want to take us to your bolt hole?
I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's go to the relaxing place. No stress farts here. Okay. Here we go. Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
You know, we worry about the robots.
Do we?
But until robots and AIs can be combined, I feel like the threat isn't real or isn't nearly the threat it could be. And whenever I see stories about AI, I'm heartened. I feel better about the future of the human race so far because it hasn't really taken off. And you guys know what Eurovision is?
It's like a dance contest or a song contest.
Yeah, it's like a song contest. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's weird that we don't talk about it much here in the United States, but everywhere else, at least, you know.
I thought Eurovision was just seeing things through a cloud of cigarette smoke.
Well, that could be it too. But yes, it is like a song
Boom,
contest.
Got 'em.
But now some people have come up with an AI version of the Euro, you know, that's a weird AI version of the Eurovision. And so a bunch of teams are putting together songs that are AI compiled. And no surprise here. You guys remember Tay?
Tay Zonde?
Tay, the racist Microsoft AI that they had to shut down.
Remember? Sounds vaguely familiar.
After the internet got its hands on Tay, they turned her against everything good.
Yes, yes.
And she had to be shut down if it was a she. So these people who are creating songs for this contest, they've come across some similar problems. With one team, they put together a song, and the song, as it's written here in Ars Technica, crescendos with a chorus of kill the government, kill the system, which is very discouraging, you know, coming from an AI.
Yeah. But it probably just heard that somewhere. And
But that's the problem is if the AI is getting its education from 10,000 years, but 5,000 years of civilization, then, you know, what kind of AI are we going to be creating? We're just going to be creating a more terrifying version of ourselves that now has the ability to reach out to every drone and every robot dog with its blender mouth and strike fear in our hearts. Like the AI has to be developed completely separate from our history and our content to really create a good, well, hopefully a good AI. But if you listen to some of these songs that are now being submitted, and you can find them online, they are hilarious and evidence that AI has not quite reached the point where they can destroy humanity. So the lyrics are the best part that the AI is right, because they don't understand human emotion or romance or kind of the nuance of writing poetry or whatever you would call it, songs. And so, if you get a minute, listen to some of these songs and just rest easy. You know, just take a minute to appreciate the fact that AIs have not gotten to the point where they'll be able to manipulate you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this might pass the Turing test, you know. We might think a 5-year-old would write these lyrics, but for the most part, we're still safe. And I just wanted to throw that out there after talking about the robots in the park, that the real danger is giving those robots a brain, and the brain has not yet been developed.
Mm-hmm. Danny, a lot of people have sent us links to a story that you might be interested in that in this time of this unprecedented time, that Tony Shalhoub has reprised his character of Monk for a Peacock in-home variety show hosted by Seth MacFarlane. A lot of people wanted to make sure that you knew about this.
Whoa. Explain to me where and what this is. Like, where can I watch it and what exactly is it?
Okay. So I guess Seth MacFarlane, he's producing a show for Peacock.
What is Peacock?
It's like the new Quibi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And
no.
So they have an episode called Mr. Monk Shelters in Place, and Tony Shalhoub reprised his character of Monk, and he's having a hard time in quarantine.
First of all, we would think that would be that's counterintuitive, right? The OC guy would already have a system in place to protect himself, but I guess he would be extra terrified from the world outside of his house now.
Yeah,
probably would be unable to work. But I'll check it out, and it sounds like a good combination. I mean, yeah. Seth MacFarlane knows comedy,
yeah,
so obviously he appreciates Monk.
Yeah,
so I think that I deserve some apologies from Tyson, because if the great Seth MacFarlane appreciates Monk, I think that I've got some ideas of what comedy is.
And then there's also some of the original Monk cast members also appearing in the video.
Oh, like it puts a lotion on itself. Or it gets the hose guy?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
the Captain Stoddemeyer.
Yeah, Captain Stoddemeyer. Yes, yes. Ted Levine is guy.
Oh, good. He was awesome.
And Randy Disher and Natalie Teeger.
Yep. Yeah, Natalie, the second assistant.
Yeah.
She was the second assistant.
Yes.
All right, good. Yeah, on Peacock. I don't even know what that is. I know what peacocking is, but I don't know what this Peacock thing is.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll try to check it out. Like so many of the empty promises I make on this podcast, I'll try and check that out.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, your parents are probably excited, right? They said they were big Monk fans also.
They love Monk.
Yeah.
Guy, Seth MacFarlane is, I'm telling you, he just gave, he's our generation, I think. He's maybe a little bit older. He's not our parents. He appreciates Monk. It's not just our parents and me who likes Monk.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like I'm getting Monk shamed on this podcast. You guys haven't even seen it recently.
Yeah. I haven't seen it ever.
Well, then watch an episode. Mm-hmm. Not this one.
Not this one.
And don't watch the first season, because that's never a good way to start a long-running show.
Well, what but season go watch should we jump episode. In?
I mean, it depends. If you like Sharona or Natalie, you know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just not the first season. Because that's where the first season is the worst thing to recommend.
Or Natalie.
Yeah.
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 Those are the two assistants, and they play a big part.
Huh. Okay.
So,
also, cool. Or do you like one more than the other?
No, I guess they both have their moments.
Yeah.
But I hate recommending anything. I try not to do it because it's just, you can't tell what other people are going to like.
First season of shows, they're trying to figure everything out. There's like cast members that aren't.
Yeah.
It's like the first season of me and Tyson podcasting.
Yeah. Right. Got to get to the,
you got to find
where I appear.
Yeah. You got to weed out some
jump
to make
into
it
season
better.
Two. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Change the name sometimes so that people can't discover your past works.
Yeah. It's all part of it. Okay. All right, Tyson, what else is going on?
Reviews?
Reviews. I just set up 7 TikTok accounts trying to figure out where I set up my original account because I wanted my original name. So now I've got a ton of accounts out there.
Whoa.
Good. So, yeah.
Spread the wealth.
But I don't know how to like delete accounts or anything. So now I'm just going to keep them all as junk accounts. And I have the one. Let's do reviews.
Okay. All right. Tyson's going to get some reviews out. Danny,
maybe
any upcoming adventures?
I've been trying to get out. Everything's closed still.
Mm.
Afraid to cross borders.
That wouldn't stop the Danny I used to know.
You know what? If things are closed and in like a national park, most of them are closed still. Mm-hmm. I feel like forest rangers are just licking their chops, eager to bust people, you know, to use the what little power they have to bring the hammer down on the small guy.
Probably no litter.
Yeah, well, I don't litter anyway. I hate litter, but just anyone who's on the mountain, they just want to come in and hammer them with what little authority they do have.
Yeah.
Hand out tickets.
Boy.
Get the revenue flowing again.
Didn't know Danny was so anti-park ranger.
Oh, I've had some run-ins.
He's had some run-ins.
Yeah.
And I find them to be the least helpful when trying to get information about a national park.
Mm-hmm.
And I also find them to be the hardest people to work with. They don't want to give you information, but they do want to punish you. They prowl parking lots, giving out tickets, and then police their parks from their computers. So, yeah.
Wow.
I just barely had an interaction.
How did it go?
Oh, it was awful. Like, they don't feel the need to explain to me why they're giving me a ticket. And when I ask questions, they just don't respond. It's like, now, you know what? It's like talking to my parents when I was five.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get a ticket for?
Oh, I got a ticket for flying a drone in wilderness. Here's the thing. I didn't fly in wilderness. I didn't launch or operate the drone in wilderness. I've sent maps with my coordinates of where I launched and operated the drone to the people. And every time I send the map with the little coordinates, no further communication. So then I talk to someone else. I ask them, I send them the map, the coordinates, no further communication. So it's like, no. You know, what we said at the beginning, that's what we're sticking with. We don't want to review this. You just need to pull the video down. So, yeah, I'm irritated. They suck.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Would you rather deal with a robot dog?
Oh, 100%.
Park ranger.
Because a robot dog, I'd show him the map. He'd scan it, look at the coordinates, and be like, you are well within your rights to fly your drone here. These people are like, I don't like... Yeah, well, these people are like, I don't like drones, and like technically, you are legal, but I find it very irritating because I just don't like them. They're anti-drone, the drone shamers.
And then you're like, okay, well, why don't you go somewhere where they're not legal? It's like the people at the parks where it's like there's like 30 signs that are like, keep your dog on a leash, and they're like, that's okay, my dog's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wait, what? I don't. That's not the purpose of the signs at all.
But it's worked, Rob. Now I'm not willing to take any risks. I took the video down. They're not allowing me to contend it. They're not giving me any information back on what I did wrong. When I confront them with the truth, they just ignore me. And so now it's made me like, okay, in this confusing time, I'm super scared to go out and have a cool adventure because I don't want to step on these petty bureaucrats' toes and get a ticket that I can't fight.
But did this happen after you went and you posted the video and they went on your YouTube channel and they were like, hey, this is...
Yeah, someone reported me.
Yeah.
I don't even think the original person who gave me the ticket...
That sounds like you got a problem with snitches more than park rangers.
No, no. So I got snitched, but I don't think the original officer who sent me the letter even watched the video.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just going off of this information. And then when I talked to her superior and sent the information, they're like, I see no reason to whatever with the officer. That was the only response I got. I said, well, what about this, 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 and this? Silence. Called their office, talked to the only honest forest ranger I've ever talked to. And he's like, oh yeah, man, you're fine. But he's not superior to the lady who issued the last email, so it doesn't do me any good. Don't get me started, Rob. Don't get me started.
It says you're letting.
So are you giving it up, or are we storming?
No,
the ranger station?
I just took the video down. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, they have unlimited resources. They could fight me forever and
so
ignore
you just,
me forever.
They just had you take the video down, and that was
I thought, okay, that's fine. You know,
so do this. Just rename it and put the video back up, but rename it as like here in this location, exactly here in this location, and then they'll see and it'll be fine.
Well, I took it down. I'm going to take out the offensive material, which is the drone, and then just repost it.
Got it.
But I mean, come on. These people don't want to play fair. Anyway, Tyson, don't get me started. Reviews. Let's move on. I've already moved on from this subject some time ago.
I got two reviews, and they're both... we want to do two today. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Holy F. 5 stars. T-Mac 420. Are these guys this good at podcasting? I think so, but I'm not sure. I'm high AF. Let me know. XOXO.
Is that Seth Rogen?
Yeah. And here's another one. but seriously, 5 stars by Laura Kate 1988. I wanted to take a moment and leave you a serious review. News AF has really helped bring some lighthearted laughter into my life during this stressful, uncertain time. I have listened to every episode available on Apple Podcasts in the last month. Whoa. It's not always easy to see the impact we make in other people's lives, so I wanted to take a moment and let you know that your work has impacted mine.
Oh. That makes me nervous.
Very nice.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That was a real feel good review.
Oh, one more. You're going to like this one, Danny.
Oh.
Big fan, 5 stars by Rach Gelt. Or Gelt. Rach Gelt. Rach Gelt. April 13th, 2020. I found this podcast through RHAP, looked up Danny on Google, and realized he's from my boyfriend's favorite YouTube channel.
Oh!
Now we are both fans of News AF and Mediocre Amateur.
Yes.
Just got awesome. Him MA merch for his birthday. We always wonder why MA doesn't have more subscribers. It is amazing. And so is this podcast because it makes me laugh out loud all the time.
Awesome tie-in.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Small world. Danny, circle. Have you considered a new tagline for Mediocre Amateur, your boyfriend's favorite YouTube channel?
I do. I like that. I like that. And by the way, I don't have more subscribers for a number of reasons, but one is I am probably the world's worst salesman or pitch man or promoter. I like
you're
making
like
videos.
The anti-promoter. Yeah.
I really you're am. Like, hey, I love making
Danny,
videos.
All you have to do is S1D and you'll have 10 million followers. Right. And you're like, no, right. I absolutely will not S even one single D to get 10 million followers.
It's so true. Yeah. I love making videos. That's the part that I enjoy the most.
But you're not going to S any D for any amount of followers.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I've been podcasting with Danny for 4 years. I didn't know he had a YouTube channel until like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you can tell, that's why it's all like, my own fault.
You know, doing all this stuff for fun. I guess that's where the amateur of Mediocre Amateur came from.
I do it all for fun. Yeah,
he does it so he can watch it back later and be like, oh, thank God I didn't do videos of my kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got just a whole
I do it to prove to my kids.
No.
No, I do it to prove to my kids that I wasn't always a worthless old gross man whose breath smells like taco burps.
Why does our breath smell worse as the older we get? Is that death creeping on us?
Might be. You say that
your
death
inside's
comes
rotting
from the inside out, Tyson, as opposed from the outside
I think so.
In.
Yeah.
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 That's interesting.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those were good reviews. All of those.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Okay.
All right. Great stuff.
We did it, guys. See you next week. Just kidding, Rob. You tell more.
All right. Be sure to follow at Danny Bryson. Of course, check out Mediocre Amateur to see everything that Danny is up to. Prolific YouTuber. Danny Bryson doesn't even have to go the cheap route and make like prank videos of like going on.
I've never gotten into one of churches
or anything like that. And then, of course, check out more Nature with Tyson at Tyson Apostle on Instagram, 7 different TikToks, Twitter, wherever you get your social media at Tyson Apostle. All right.
Dude, look at how white my teeth look here.
Whoa.
Great. Everybody smile. Yours look great too, Rob, Danny.
I don't want to smile.
To?
No, I feel like self-conscious now.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
there you go. That's a beautiful smile.
All right.
Okay.
Take
we
care,
did it,
everybody.
Guys.
Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.